Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But we do have quite a bit to get to here, as we have been talking about the Guardians clinching the playoffs here and where you're giving credit for this. And we've had a lot of great submissions. If you guys missed it, I did say that earlier today I picked Tanner Bibee. Now, and I said that understandably in stating that, quite frankly, you could pick one of 12 guys. I left the coaches in the front office out of this because I just kind of want to focus on the actual clubhouse. But we have had, Stephen Vogt, Class A. And if I didn't pick Tanner, I'd probably go to Hosey, simply because it's the same premise. Stephen Kwan was the brightest shining star in baseball for 90 games and then went into the turlet in a spectacular fashion. Josh Naylor, obviously we know the stats that he had, and he still did get above 30 home runs. He's been a run producer, but there's been some swing and miss that honestly, like the people that pulled them offensively, that got them through August, it was Hosey, it was Jonkensi Noel, it was like one or two other guys. And so I just think the consistency, even though Hosey does have a little up and down to his game, I just think you look at it, the guy is not that far off a 40-for-40 season, which only six other hitters have ever done in baseball history. And he's been the most consistent offensive presence. If I wasn't going Bibee, I would have gone Hosey. More on that, guys, but we got Nolan and Westlake. Nolan, welcome to the show. The Guardians wouldn't be where they are this season without filling that blank, bud.
Nick, I'm going to touch on what Stephen Vogt got choked up on Monday night. The power of love. It's the power of love that has gotten them this far. I've had a couple cocktails today. I was at the game. I'm going to have a couple more cocktails tonight. We're having a cookout over at my brother's.
Oh, so what,
guards.
Wait, what are you cooking, Nolan?
What are we cooking? I don't know. We're a hodgepodge. We're just slapping together a bunch of stuff for dinner, some fresh vegetables from the garden, some pork tenderloin, some chicken thighs. Just good vibes, man.
I got to tell you, friend, now it is I who am about to get emotional. That sounds delicious. Nolan, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Nick.
I had a buddy, my buddy Bo Thompson, who is the big wig on WBT's The Morning Sensation on one of the most legendary Southern 100,000-watt sticks there, loved Huey Lewis. Huey Lewis in the News. I mean, in the way that, like, I think of the Black Keys or Led Zeppelin, like the bands that have made my life, that Huey Lewis in the News is his band. And I judged him for a very long time, so much so that he did try to, like, basically waterboard me with Huey Lewis in the News. A little got in, didn't get in all the way. But now every time I think of Huey Lewis in the News, I, of course, think of my good buddy Bo Thompson and now our good buddy Nolan. Corey on Twitter saying Stephen Vogt. Let's see here. We've also got Miles Straw Scoop saying Moses Cleveland. It's fair. Fair. Somebody else probably would have prospected this fair area, though. Jasko saying Hosey. Got some Jimenez there. I don't know if this is sarcastic or not. Avila, Pedro Avila from Shaker. I actually think Pedro has been really, really good. Like, for a guy that, no, don't give me that. God bless it, Mac. Mac did the Chrissy Teigen, the to your side, like, I don't know what's going on right now face when I said Avila has been pretty good. For a guy that is the seventh most important reliever in your bullpen, he'd probably be the fourth best reliever in most bullpens around baseball. Wasn't a good starter. It was tough early, but Avila's come around. That's how good today is that I just spent 60 minutes on air standing for Pedro Avila. That's you know what, to quote Huey Lewis and my friend Nolan, that is the power of love right there. There is kind of a missing ingredient here, and I'm not going to give him the credit that we can give to their current manager or any of the guys in this locker room. I will say, I think this year has been a continuation of the run they had with Tito. And that when it comes to it, and I think you saw this, like, think about where St. Louis was when they hired Tony La Russa. And then La Russa begat Matheny, and then I think Matheny went to Marmol. And up until like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, all that winning locker room that stayed with guys like Molina and Carpenter and Pujols and guys that had been there from day one that influenced guys at, you know, day 10,000 and more, that does feed into itself. And so I don't think he's direct. I don't think he's like top five in you know, responsibility for this. But this season doesn't happen with the job that Tito did 2 years ago. So it's funny because I really do think in the very near future, I think we are going to see Tito back at managing. I know he called a retirement. Respectfully, Tito is a lifer. And I think as long as Tito gets healthy, I think we're going to see him back out there. He can enjoy retirement. I think he'll get the itch to make one more run at it. And that I'm going to have a hard time with that. Not anything to do with Tito, but it's going to bum me out to see Tito managing anywhere other than here. But credit where credit is due. If you look at it, and this is a little different, like what Grover did absolutely turned into what Charlie Manuel did. But then the team went into a rebuild and Wedge got here and it was like a reset, entire reset of the culture in a locker room. And then when Wedge left, Manny Acta drove the thing into a bridge embankment. And so what Tito did, I do think it allowed a young manager who had 1 year of coaching experience on top of some things that made him who he is, but use that stepping stone. I think that to me is really cool. And it's the same way that, like, John Hart, actually it was Hank Peters, begat John Hart, which begat Mark Shapiro, which begat Antonetti, which is now, you know, Chernoff and Antonetti together. Culture, when it comes to, like, I get the Dolan stuff. I get the small to mid-market complaints, and a lot of them are valid. But culture is an organizational thing. And to go back, Dick Jacobs started that culture and was probably the best owner in Cleveland history for what he invested here. But that organizational culture and why teams steal your front office members and then don't have the same success, like Minnesota with Derek Falvey, it's because the system here, the people here, and that organizational culture deserves a big leg up on the success as well. Let's go with Mike in Stowe. What's up, buddy?
Hey, good evening, Nick. How you doing?
Doing very well, buddy.
So, you know, honestly, when you look at this season and how much we've gone through and what it's taken to get here with everything, the injuries and the coaching change and, you know, all the call-ups and the, you know, unexpected people that didn't do what they did, I think it took everything to get where we are today, you know, to be honest. And if any of these things that we don't have that everybody's spoken of don't come to fruition, maybe we aren't even here at all. But I want to throw the fans in there because I think, you know, we kept coming throughout, you know, even when it was looking a little bit rough in the middle there, that we kept coming and showed a lot of support. A lot of those late inning rallies, I think, mattered, having a lot of fans there. And, you know, ownership wasn't completely all in this year. Maybe they'll get the clue next year. But in spite of that, the fans kept coming, and it showed in the attendance numbers. And as far as I can tell, we got a little bit of bank for next year. I'm going to put the Dolans on notice right now. Have a good evening.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You too, Mike. Thank you for the call. I don't know that you might want to put the Dolans on the nose. I don't know what it will actually take. I do think, like, there is something, you know, I know that we've all, but there's been a wait for the Dolans to sell the team and for this new ownership group to fully take over. And I do get that. I do understand that. I think there are still economic realities that I would be surprised if they changed that much with new ownership. I think there's been a stability with the Dolans and certainly with Dick Jacobs before him that I think is vastly, vastly underrated in baseball. And the downside of that is what the White Sox did with Kenny Williams and with the bunch of goofballs that ran that organization, speaking of bridge embankments. But I there is something to me that I always was bummed that Dick Jacobs didn't get that World Series ring, that he wasn't able to partake in that, given that he saved Cleveland baseball. That's not melodramatic to say. When it comes to the Dolans, I think if you want to talk about cheering on top of your legacy as a owner, I think a lot of the things that we ascribe to them and the credit that we give them would look a lot better historically through the lens of if the one of the last acts they have as an organization, of a steward of this organization, is to win a World Series. And I was thinking about this because I've seen people say that this year is more of a surprise than 2022, or that it's the most surprising season in Cleveland baseball history. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's the most surprising because the most surprising is 2022. And the idea, you know, like this season happened because 2022 happened. So that is where the Tito credit of stabilizing and developing Stephen Kwan and developing Josh Naylor and staying patient with some of the young guys. Like, that is in the roots of this bullpen, quite frankly. Carl Willis was hired by Tito and so on and so forth. But I do think, like, I think what would make this the most surprising season in history, in Cleveland baseball history, is if they actually won the whole damn thing. Because, you know, we keep talking about the bar, and I have noticed a trend. Like, you know, when you see teams reach a certain level of success, at some point it gets really easy to get jaded, right? It gets jaded because, well, you've had success, but you haven't had the ultimate success. I kind of think it'd be the most fitting thing in the world if this was the team that finally broke the 76-77 year drought because no one saw it coming. And so in 95, we thought they were going to be good. We didn't see them in the World Series. 97, we expected to win it. 2007, we thought we had Boston cooked. We did not. 2006, you had the 3-1 lead. So even, and by the way, by the time you got to the postseason, you saw it coming. Even now, like we had, I think it was Peter earlier in the show, say, you know, I don't have expectations. And I think there's something really healthy about that. Expectations, when they go sour, breed cynicism in a way. And we've seen that in 2016, 2017, 2018, in 2023. So to pull the sword from the stone, I'm always curious about what it looks like on the other side of the mountain. And I think this team probably has a better chance of actually doing that than 2022, because I think the road there is a little less treacherous. They had a couple really good teams that year. This year, it seems like everybody's on the same level. One segment to go, including, I already complained about Mac's Chrissy Teigen moment. I think I know why his family shut him out. 92.3 The Fan.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.